Thanks, Garen. Learn to speak Trump. That's the lesson in an analysis piece in the Belfast Telegraph this morning. It refers to that meeting between European leaders, the Ukrainian president and the US president. The Sun and the Mirror use European abbreviations in their front page headlines on the meeting. The Sun spells the word you as EU in the phrase "we're right behind you," and the Mirror spells the word your as EUR in the phrase "you're not alone." The Mail front page, though, says it's all very well Zelensky having European support, but it asks, will Trump listen to a single word they say? Back to the analysis piece in the Belfast Telegraph, where Ben Reilly-Smith says that other leaders have taught Volodymyr Zelensky to speak Trump. Now he writes, Zelensky often begins conversations with a word of thanks to the US for its support against Russia. Other advice includes, do not bite on every provocative statement he makes, and do not publicly try to bounce Donald Trump into a corner. Instead, heap as much praise on Trump in public as is possible, and use your influence behind the scenes to nudge him into a position that best suits your interests. That's the president in Washington. And back home to the election of our future president, the Lanigan's ball nature of the campaign is covered in most papers. The Independent reports that Sean Kelly wants to step back in, even though Heather Humphreys is Fine Gael's preferred dance partner. While the Irish Times says Tony Holohan has officially stepped out, saying he wants to protect his family from personal abuse. And the state of the nation those candidates want to lead is told in a series of statistics in today's papers. They are 4,800 in the Examiner, 1,200 in the Independent, and in the Times, one. The Examiner's 4,800 refers to the number of older people waiting on carers in the country, with some parts of rural Cork having no carers available at all. That's from the latest HSE figures. From the same report, the Irish Times has picked another statistic, 5,500. That's the number of people left in hospital longer than medically necessary because they can't get care in the community. The Irish Independent figure of 1,200 refers to the number of under 65s living in nursing homes. The 1,200 people can't be moved out because of the lack of alternative accommodation. Many of these younger people have acquired brain injury, and the average cost of relocating each of them is €208,000. And finally, that statistic of one is on the front page of the Irish Times. Apparently, the Defence Forces now has just one nurse. The paper says that's because the Army Nursing Service has been allowed to collapse to be replaced by private contractors, despite an internal report saying they're deemed to be more expensive and less effective. The Times says that the Defence Forces Medical Service is depleted, with just 6 doctors out of the required 28 and 3 dentists out of the required 7. And by far the most popular picture story in the papers this morning is yesterday's Oasis concert. The front page of The Independent has a photo of Molly and Bernadette Hughes from Armagh outside Croke Park. This was not their first Oasis concert together. They told the paper Sarah O'Mahony that they were also at one in Belfast in 2005. However, back then, Molly managed to get in for free. That's because back then, Bernadette was pregnant with Molly. Bernadette says, we've been waiting 19 years for this.